Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a cloudy sky now and 52 degrees. More than 40 million Americans may be about to lose federal food and because of the government shutdown.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted on its website at this time there will be no benefits issued November 1st. They went on to say we are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. About 1 in 8 Americans get help from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Many were hoping the USDA would tap into a $5 billion contingency fund to keep SNAP going for a while. Democratic lawmakers wrote to the agriculture secretary asking to use those funds, but a USDA memo says the money isn't legally available to cover regular benefits. It's reserved for things like helping people in disaster areas. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man was injured when a motorcycle and a vehicle collided Sunday night in southwest Wichita. The crash occurred just before midnight in the 2200 block of West MacArthur. The motorcycle rider was hospitalized in critical condition. A driver escaped injury Saturday afternoon after losing control of a vehicle and rolling into the Little Arkansas River.
The incident happened around 3:10 p.m. near Back Bay Boulevard and 9th Street. That's near Riverside Park. Police said tire tracks were visible on the riverbank and a red Chevy Malibu was nearly submerged. The vehicle was empty when police arrived, but the driver later returned to the scene. Crews blocked off the area as they removed the car from the water. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Colorado man is dead after a rollover accident in western Kansas Sunday morning.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash occurred in Hamilton County. 36-year-old Morgan Stevens of Burlington, Colorado, was driving a pickup truck when it went off the road onto the right shoulder, overcorrected, and spun clockwise into the ditch, rolling multiple times. KHB reports Stevens was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Stevens was taken to a hospital where he died from his injuries. No other vehicles were involved. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Hurricane Melissa is now a Category 4 storm, packing winds up to 140 miles an hour and bearing down on the northern Caribbean. National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says the storm is moving slowly and is expected to hit Jamaica for a full 24 hours starting Tuesday. And tropical storm conditions could linger for several days afterwards.
That is a long duration event where you're going to have to be in a shelter in your home for up to 2 to 3 days, possibly longer for communities that could be cut off by the catastrophic flooding.
The Hurricane Center has been warning that islands in the Caribbean may see as much as 30 inches of rain, landslides, and extensive power outages. The storm has already left 6 people dead in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Melissa is not expected to hit the U.S. mainland, but may churn up rough surf along the East Coast. The current tension between the U.S. and Venezuela over drug trafficking allegations may be rising.
Another show of force by the U.S. as a U.S. warship docked in Trinidad and Tobago's capital city of Port of Spain on Sunday, putting more pressure on Venezuela and its president, Nicolas Maduro. He's accused by the Trump White House of being complicit in alleged drug smuggling. The arrival of the guided missile destroyer USS Gravely comes as the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford is also moving closer to Venezuela. The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago has been a vocal supporter of the U.S. military presence. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. KNSS News Time, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock and 53 degrees. One person was killed, six others wounded when gunfire broke out Saturday night at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. During the school's homecoming celebrations, police say a person fired shots as a crowd gathered outside the university's International Cultural Center following a football game. Authorities identified the person who was killed as 25-year-old Juan Jeffers of Wilmington, Delaware. Police are looking for an identified suspect. Two suspects are now under arrest in the Louvre heist a week ago. Officials say one alleged thief was stopped at the airport while trying to flee the country. But the stolen French crown jewels are still missing. Fox's Stephanie Bennett reports.
Two of the potentially four suspects are in custody. Many are saying they're hoping that justice will be served. But of course, the race is still on to find those several pieces of missing French crown jewels before they're potentially destroyed. Now, the Paris prosecutor's office said that investigators made the arrests last night, adding that one of the men taken into custody was prepping to leave the country from Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. The Parisian newspaper says he was heading to Algeria. The two men are in their 30s and originally from a suburb north of Paris and were known to police. This, of course, all started last Sunday around 9:30 in the morning, just after the Louvre had opened. The suspects used a basket lift to gain access to the Apollo Gallery, where they cut through a window with power tools.
The precious jewels are worth more than $102 million. Gasoline prices dropped 11 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of under $3.12 per gallon. That's according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says the ceasefire in the Middle East has helped gas prices fall, but other conflicts could change that.
We have the continuing raging war between Russia and Ukraine, and we have rising tensions between China and many other nations on trade. We're already seeing wholesale prices rise in many locations, so there could be another drop, but it will probably be quite a bit smaller.
AAA says the cost of diesel has risen since last week, now up by 3 cents to $3.66 a gallon on average nationally. Public safety agencies across the Dallas-Fort Worth area are taking part in a large-scale emergency response exercise.
The North Central Texas Council of Governments Emergency Preparedness Department says Metro-X is a three-day full-scale emergency response exercise simulating terrorist attacks and mass casualty incidents across multiple cities. It runs through Thursday, involving police, fire departments, emergency medical services, and other agencies across the region. The department is a voluntary association of local governments. Its executive director, Todd Little, saying in a statement, "The exercise will help test our systems, plans, and capabilities to ensure we are ready as a region for any large incident or disaster." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic volumes right now still pretty light. In fact, we've got pretty good traffic conditions all around in Wichita right now. Some of the heaviest traffic that I've seen out there this morning is in that Spirit AeroSystems area, specifically MacArthur, and it's between K-15 and Oliver right there on MacArthur. Just some fairly heavy traffic at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The gloomy weather continues as we start the new work week. Areas of fog and drizzle this morning, otherwise cloudy and cool. Today's high 59. Cloudy rain arrives late tonight into Tuesday morning, overnight low 52. Rain through about midday Tuesday, then turning windy and colder with steady temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Around 40 on Wednesday night, and then partly cloudy, windy, Wednesday's high 52. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now cloudy and east wind at 5 miles per hour, 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. 6:12 on this Monday morning, Steve and Ted Show, number 7043. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello, Steve.
October 27th.
Final week of October.
Just a few days till Halloween. It'll be Friday. Hope you've got all your candy bought. I'm sure there's still some left on the shelves. On this day, well, yesterday we had a cloudy, wet day across central Kansas, and today's Wichita's high temperature was 57 degrees, normal high 66, so a little bit below normal. As of midnight at Eisenhower Airport, 0.04 of an inch of rain. Not much. And that was in the last 24 hours. Okay, on this date in 167 years ago, 1858, after failing seven times in this is before the Civil War now, after failing seven times in previous business ventures, Roland H. Macy's opened Macy's department store in New York City. Did you know that? Macy's was opened before the Civil War in New York.
It's been around.
He sold $11.06 worth of merchandise on his first day of business.
Well,
Macy's went on to have the highest sales volume of any department store in the world. Of course, we had a Macy's in downtown Wichita for many, many years.
Yes, we did.
Loved to go to that store. And in the Christmas time and Christmas season, they would decorate those windows with all kinds of, on the street out there, with all kinds of neat stuff. What a place.
Then a few years ago, they almost went belly up, but they found a way to stay alive and relevant, and they're still going.
They're doing a lot of stuff online.
Like every, you have to. Want to stay in business.
Many, many of their stores have closed across the country. Also, police in Arizona trying to find the owner of some friendly suspects rounded up in a residential subdivision. A small group or herd of goats. Is it a herd of goats or? I guess it is, probably. The Marana Police Department shared photos and videos on social media showing the furry fugitives rounded up in the Colina de Anaza subdivision off Hartman Lane in Marana, Arizona. They say they're now trying to identify the owner of the goats so the animals can be returned home. There's goats in those suburbs. All right, Chad. Good goat sounds. Let's see. What else can we talk about this morning on a Monday morning? We got some stuff we're going to talk about a little later on this morning. 60% of America, a new poll, 60% of Americans say they've had at least one of 13 paranormal experiences. We'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning.
Okay.
I'll tell you about something that's a personal experience, a couple. One of them involving my grooming. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Okay.
These are just little teases. And I saw a bird yesterday morning in Riverside that I hadn't seen for quite a while. I'm sure you can guess what it was, but that's on the way as well. And looking at gas prices this morning, as we said, down 11 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. How about that? And we're coming up on 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning. Leadoff sports time. Are you ready, Ted? Ready to rock and roll?
Sure.
On Monday? Plenty to talk about, huh?
Well, when you got the Chiefs playing on Monday
Chiefs
Night Football,
tonight.
That's
yeah.
Sure. And we got a couple of good items. We'll start out with the Chiefs. Finishing up a three-game homestand at Arrowhead Stadium. It's been a nice run so far. We'll see if the Chiefs can finish it up with three in a row at home as they take on a team that doesn't come to KC very often, the Washington Commanders. Chiefs with a record of 4-3, Commanders at 3-4.
The Monday night matchup at Arrowhead Stadium was supposed to feature two faces of the league. The NFL will have to find a new storyline. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels will miss the showdown with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs due to a hamstring injury as veteran Marcus Mariota gets his third start of the season. After reaching the NFC Championship game last season, Washington has struggled, dropping two straight and sitting at 3-4 on the year. The Chiefs, meanwhile, look like Super Bowl contenders, winning 4 of 5 after starting the year 0-2. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
So there you go. You got the Chiefs and the Commanders tonight. The Chiefs have defeated Washington 8 times in a row. In fact, KC has the Chiefs have played the Washington franchise 11 times, 10-1. They've only lost one time ever
to
Washington, and that was 42 years ago, and the star for Washington that day was running back John Riggins from Kansas, of course. Chiefs are a whopping 10.5-point favorite in this one. The Chiefs have never lost to Washington in Kansas City. So we got that going. The Chiefs have won 4 of their last 5, so we'll see how this one shapes out tonight. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will kick off at 7:15 p.m., and that is right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Monday Night Football for the Chiefs tonight. Boys, some excitement in the NFL yesterday for Wichita's running back, Breece Hall, who plays for the New York Jets. And he did it all in one quarter, the fourth quarter. The New York Jets on the road at Cincinnati in a high-scoring game, and Breece Hall kind of took over that fourth quarter for the Jets. That's pretty interesting stuff. Here's some of the action on CBS Sports.
Use your run game to try to pick up this first down. Hand off Hall. Hall in for the Jets touchdown.
All right, one rushing touchdown. And later in the fourth quarter, he had a 27-yard run for another touchdown. And then later in the fourth quarter, with under 2 minutes to go, well, Breece Hall gets the football. Why run it in when you can throw it?
Take a closer look at him, and that just adds to the intrigue here down the stretch. Hall, boy, thought about it, now tosses to the end zone,
He's
got Taylor for the Jets touchdown.
A touchdown pass. So he had two touchdown runs and a touchdown pass, all in the fourth quarter for the former running back from Wichita Northwest High School. And the Jets get their first win of the year. After starting out 0-7, they won on the road at Cincinnati 39-38 with Breece Hall doing a lot of heavy lifting in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
As the Wichita finished with 133 rushing yards and accounted for 3 touchdowns there late in the game.
When they counted, yeah.
How about Breece Hall from Wichita getting some nice things done as the Jets finally get in the win column for the first time all season long? Got a couple of things, too. It was, we're going to look back 40 years ago on this night. What was going on 40 years ago on this night, Steve? You're a sports fan.
I don't know.
Game 7 of the World Series, the Kansas City Royals hosting the St. Louis Cardinals at Royals Stadium on a cloudy night. Of course, the night earlier, the bad call by umpire Don Deckinger had set the stage for Game 7 between these two, and the Cardinals, I think, had mentally checked out of this one. The final score was Royals 11, Cardinals nothing. That's for the first time ever. The Kansas City Royals won the World Series. Who hit the only home run in that game?
Frank White.
Daryl Motley hit a 2-run home run in the third inning, and that would be the only offense the Royals needed because Brett Saberhagen was on the mound. He threw a 5-hitter one night after becoming a father and got all the offense he needed. And more, and
yes,
more.
Yes.
And, of course, the Cardinals, John Tudor, who had stymied the Royals earlier in the World Series, just had nothing. They went to Joaquin Andujar, another pitcher that had kind of beaten the Royals earlier in the series. And twice, Andujar charged home plate umpire Don Deckinger, who had made the bad call against the Cardinals the night before, to disagree with his strike zone. And then, so Deckinger and Andujar were going at it.
Deckinger, a troubling series.
Yeah. Of course, Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog had been berating Deckinger most of the game, rushed out of the dugout to defend his pitcher, Andujar, and was ejected, reportedly after saying to Deckinger, quote, "We wouldn't even be here if you hadn't missed that effing call last night." So the Cardinals were obviously bearing a grudge, and they were not mentally into winning Game 7, and it cost them a World Series title. They were all fixated on the night before.
They couldn't put that behind them.
They could not put that mentally behind them.
Wow.
According to Deckinger, he replied to Whitey, "Well, if you guys weren't hitting 120 in this World Series, we wouldn't be here." Oh!
Ouch.
If that was
down, go sit down.
Yeah, that was the 6th manager ejection in World Series history. So, yeah. So anyway, the Royals won the World Series for the first time ever. That was 40 years ago on this night.
Wow.
In Kansas City. And one other history note, a little closer to home. It was 80 years ago on this day, on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Wichita in 1945. Huge college football game downtown at Lawrence Stadium. Wichita State hosting Kansas.
Really?
The Jayhawks and the Shockers. 10,000 people showed up at Lawrence Stadium. KU beat the Shockers 13-0. Linwood Sexton couldn't quite get the Shocker offense going against the Jayhawks. That was the last time KU ever played a college football game in Wichita. It was 80 years ago on this day, downtown at Lawrence Stadium. KU 13, Wichita State nothing. That was 80 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale. WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, that's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Relief from pain. That's what he's going to talk about.
Okay.
Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted, KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Monday morning. Police are investigating a stabbing Sunday evening in southwest Wichita. Officers were called to the 1200 block of West Cary around 7 p.m. They found a 46-year-old man with a stab wound to his upper arm. Police say the man had been involved in an argument with a 45-year-old woman who stabbed him.
Gasoline prices dropping 11 cents during the last couple of weeks to a new national average of just under $3.12 per gallon. That's according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says the price drop is much greater than a decrease announced earlier this month.
This is even better than our news of 2 weeks ago. The price had been down a nickel, and there was a nickel discount to a year ago. Now we have more than double that for the price drop and an even steeper discount under last year's price.
Lundberg says oil prices fell substantially this month following the announcement of the Israel-Hamas peace agreement. She predicts any future price cuts would be much smaller.
Cattle ranchers are taking issue with President Trump's plans to bring down beef prices.
The Trade Association for Ranchers, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, is criticizing President Trump's proposal to import more beef from Argentina to help bring down prices.
That is not going to blow up any cattle market in America.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins tells the Fox News Rundown from Washington podcast, farmers and ranchers have no bigger supporter than the president, but easing regulations and increasing herd sizes will take time.
But the president's vision is, how do we help consumers now?
Beef imports are still subject to tariffs, including a 50% tax on all beef from Brazil. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Russia says it has a new nuclear missile capable of traveling thousands of miles.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country's tested a new nuclear-capable and powered cruise missile, and he says it's able to get around existing defenses. It's called the Burevestnik. Its NATO codename is Skyfall. And a top Russian general reported it flew 8,700 miles and stayed in the air for 15 hours, and he says that's not even the limit. But Western experts are doubtful about claims that the new missile's got a nuclear engine, saying such an engine would be highly unreliable. Putin has told his forces to prepare the infrastructure needed to deploy the missile. Jill Nato, Fox News.
With Americans looking for cheaper and more efficient ways to fuel their vehicles, biofuels have started to become a popular alternative. Phil Neer, owner and president of Jumpstart Convenience Stores, says Kansas has a proud claim when it comes to biofuels.
There's three gasoline refineries in Kansas, and there's 13 ethanol facilities that make biofuel here in Kansas. So a unique thing about biofuels is Kansas is the only state in the U.S. that could be energy independent if you fenced off the state with the biofuels blended that we can use here and the gasoline refined here in Kansas. We can be energy independent. And that's the only, we're the only state in the United States that can say that.
Phil Neer was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show. here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The gloomy weather continues as we start the new work week. Areas of fog and drizzle this morning, otherwise cloudy and cool. Today's high 59. Cloudy rain arrives late tonight into Tuesday morning, overnight low 52. Rain through about midday Tuesday, then turning windy and colder with steady temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Around 40 on Wednesday night, and then partly cloudy, windy, Wednesday's high 52. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, an east wind at just 5 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35 with Steve and Ted. Just about an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. It's called Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. That comes around about 7:35 this morning right here on KNSS. Mozart's Coronation, Wichita Symphony Orchestra, Wichita State University Concert Chorale, Butler County Community College Chamber Singers, Wichita Community Children's Theater. It's all together at the First United Methodist Church tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Could be some tickets still available. I'm talking about this because my wife, Shelley, is singing in that chorus tomorrow night, and got our last rehearsal tonight, and it should be a good show.
How about that?
At the First United Methodist Church in downtown Wichita. And check it out. See, may be some tickets left to go there. I'm assured that I have one myself. There you go, Ted.
Good for you.
Monday, October 27th, on this date, 87 years ago, 1938, DuPont announced a name for its new synthetic yarn, nylon.
Nylon.
There you go. A miracle yarn.
Which became a precious and high-priced commodity during World War II.
During World War II. Yes. Nylons. Ooh, they were at a premium at that time, I guess, huh? 6:36, Steve and Ted. Well, yesterday I wanted to share a personal note with you. Yesterday, I went for my second pedicure.
Nice.
How about that? The wife booked it for me, said, yeah, you can go. Why don't you go and have another one? Okay.
Everything go all right?
Oh, perfect.
My mom wants one.
Well, she needs to get out of there.
She needs to get that done.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty nice. I just didn't, and while we were there, Shelly got a manicure, and we were well taken care of, well groomed for the week here.
Look at you guys. You're ready to
hit
November.
Ready to go. November's just around the corner. And after that, you know, December comes, Ted. At least I'm counting on it. Let's see.
Well, we think so.
Yeah. we hope so. All right, Steve and Ted, show number 7043. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, only the October live cattle and feeder cattle did not close limit down. All the rest of the contracts were down their daily limit. There was every reason under the sun given for the lower cattle, whether it was factual or not. Bottom line is the market was due to break, at least technically. Fundamentals have not changed. Now, today there will be expanded limits of $10.75 for live cattle, $13.75 for feeder cattle. Now, this week, Mexico officials are coming to Washington to discuss reopening of the border to Mexican cattle. Lean hogs Friday traded and closed mixed. On the close, December live cattle, $7.25 lower at $233.92. November feeders down $9.25 at $352.20. And December lean hogs are 12 cents higher at $81.90. Now, the grains and soy complexes traded and closed mixed on Friday. Last week, December Casey wheat gained 10 cents. December corn gained 11 cents. November soybeans gained 22 cents for the week. Now, we had new all-time record highs for the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ on Friday. And again, today, they are making new all-time record highs. The soy and grain futures shot higher last night on news that the U.S. and China have the framework of a trade agreement ahead of Thursday's meeting between Trump and Xi. At the moment, we got December Kansas City wheat 11¾ cents higher at 5.13¼. December corn 7 cents higher at 4.30¼. November beans up 23 cents at 10.64¾. December crude oil trading 18 cents lower at $61.32. December gold down $107.60 at 4,030. December S&P up 54¼ points at 6,881. December dollar index down 14 cents at $98.60. $2.60. In December, Dow Jones futures up 209 points at 47,605. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, the beef price is very much in the news these days, as you know, and you're well aware of that. I mean, that you had some, excuse me, some great information last week that I didn't realize. One of them was that it takes a couple of years to get a cow out there on the market, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I'll tell you something else that is not getting a lot of press, even though we've had probably in the last less than a month or right at a month, more ag news being covered by all the news media than we've seen in ages. But the one thing that's not getting much attention is this Mexican border being closed down. It's been quite a financial hardship on cattlemen in Texas. They depended on these Mexican cattle. Some of those feed yards down there would be anywhere between 50 and 75% full of Mexican cattle that they do not have and have not seen since July. So it is a bad situation down there in Texas for a lot of cattle guys, let alone what's doing to the Mexican cattle guys, because their cattle are not worth near as much because they've got an oversupply of them they can't do anything with.
Yeah, that's the screw worm thing going on there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's a good part of the market down there, I guess, huh?
Yes, it is a big deal in Texas, and they're going to be meeting in Washington again to open the border. There's a lot of opinions, a lot of opposition to it, but I think a little bit of common sense, we could get something worked out. And some people's like, we don't want them to come across, even if we do get screwworm situations served, taken care of. But the problem is, we've been allowing it for years now. We've got probably 850,000 head of cattle that should have came across the border into the U.S. that have not came across. And this was a usual practice till the screwworm situation.
Huh. Okay. So you just turn everything on its ear and say, we're not going to do that anymore, rather abruptly there. I guess that's not good. Huh.
No, it is not.
All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Balancing economic headwinds and tailwinds. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning.
Thank you to pilot Don Grant.
Hey, he's a pilot. Coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Monday night football, Chiefs and Washington Commanders at Arrowhead Stadium.
Two.
Gas prices down 11 cents the past 2 weeks to a national average of $3.12 a gallon.
One.
Day 27 of the government shutdown. Food stamps in danger for 40 million plus Americans. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes here in Wichita finally starting to pick up just a little bit. Seeing that on the traffic cameras. Seeing a lot of traffic, especially northbound. K-42 right around I-235 down there in southwest Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Early fog possible, cloudy today with a high of 60 degrees. Yesterday's high was 57. 70% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 49. Tuesday, 60% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 56 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, east wind at 5 miles per hour, 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Trump administration is about to make it easier for an American to afford a new car.
It's Fox Wheels.
President Trump signed a law in July to boost auto affordability and sales with new car loan interest deductions that allow us to claim up to $10,000 in interest on new 2025 through 28 vehicles assembled in the U.S. The IRS says borrowers will need to file a new Schedule 1A for consolidation on 1040 forms, beginning with 2025 federal income tax returns to claim the deduction. The IRS is also outlining ways lenders can share loan interest info with buyers via online portals. According to Edmunds, new car buyers paid over $9,000 in loan interest on average during the first quarter of 2025. And there are some requirements with the new law that vehicles must be purchased and not least, and for personal use. The deduction also phases out for higher incomes. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street ended the week on a positive note Friday.
Stocks closing at new heights after an encouraging inflation report boosted optimism the Fed can maintain its rate-cutting course. The September consumer price report showed prices were up 3% from a year earlier, slightly less than what experts had expected. Stocks have been helped by optimism over news that President Trump will meet with Chinese leader Xi. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, IBM, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, 3M, Honeywell International, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow closing up 472 points, the NASDAQ up 263 points, and the S&P 500 up 53 points. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
Balancing economic headwinds and tailwinds. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Despite plenty of headlines about tariffs, slowing growth, and political tension, the U.S. economy continues to show surprising strength. Growth has cooled from its post-pandemic pace, but several forces could still help keep it on track, even as new pressures emerge. Tariffs and inflation, the headwinds. Recent tariffs like steel and aluminum and imported goods have increased costs across many industries, from home building to manufacturing. These higher input prices can work their way into the cost of everyday goods, adding to inflation that's already been sticky. For consumers, that can mean less buying power. For businesses, tighter profit margins. The Federal Reserve's turn toward rate cuts is providing some relief. Lower borrowing costs can boost home buying, business investment, and overall confidence. That can offset some of the drag from higher prices. A new tax bill could send meaningful refunds to consumers in early 2026, acting as a temporary stimulus check. At the same time, simplified regulations may encourage companies in manufacturing, energy, and banking to expand and hire, further supporting growth. Defense spending and artificial intelligence continue to drive long-term demand for the U.S. innovation. These sectors are likely to remain bright spots, fueling productivity and new job creation. The U.S. economy sits at a crossroads. Tariffs and inflation are clear headwinds, but lower rates, tax relief, and innovation are powerful counterweights. Momentum rarely comes from one source, and America's blend of resilience, creativity, and adaptability still gives us room to run. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. It's 651, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS, the 27th day of October. And a big week as far as we've got Halloween coming up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make sure that I've got this right. Then we have the clock change on Sunday,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is correct.
We're going to fall back.
Mm-hmm.
It's autumn, so you fall back. All right.
Get an extra hour to your weekend, if you want to look at it that way.
And then we're right into November already this year. Wow.
Just insane.
The year is flying by.
By 2 months from now, Christmas will be over. Isn't that insane
really?
To think about?
Yeah, but yeah, it'll be 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah, that's all going to happen in the next less than 2 months.
Okay, so how was your weekend? I know you were probably doing some PA announcing.
Shocker volleyball.
Volleyball, yeah.
On Friday and Sunday, so that
kept you busy.
Kind of,
huh?
A big portion of my weekend. And my brother Andy visited from Dallas. So Andy's, we had dinner with Mom, and we had breakfast with Mom. So we had some gatherings with families.
How about that? That's nice. Now,
yeah,
I mentioned earlier that I got a pedicure. We go to a place that's at 13th and Tyler. And the deal there is a young woman she worked at this place, and the owner sold her the business. So she's starting her business up again.
Very nice.
And she doesn't have a lot of help, but we noticed yesterday on a Sunday, because she gives 10% discounts on Sundays.
Oh.
And we noticed while we were there, Shelly and I were there, she had people.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire.
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming in on appointment. Coming in there. So she's building her business back up. She's a great. It's great to see somebody like that. Because in that nail business, you got to work. I mean, you can't just sit there and watch the money roll in. It's like all businesses, I guess. But you got to do it.
Especially if you're running your own business.
Yeah, you're doing your own like that. I'm very, we admire this young woman. And I had a nice
fantastic
pedicure, and Shelly had a manicure. And, of course, there was a day when I was younger, I said, hey, you know, that's pretty sissy. But Don Grant said it would be okay for me to go get a pedicure, and I've had two now. And they're pretty nice, really. And so there you go. I can recommend it. And your mom says she wants to get one.
My mom wants one.
So. Oh, she, you know, maybe that's something for Christmas present.
Maybe
a Halloween outing. there we go. This guy, today is the 27th day of October. You know, we all have that cranky coworker in the office who is always in a bad mood. So take today as the day to make some fun of said coworker's attitude by celebrating Cranky Coworker's Day. You knew this was going to be one of these.
Man,
just join them in their crankiness. Yeah. This is a day for that. Not just because we need a day of silly fun, but also because our daily toil requires a routine breaker. All right. You ever wonder why your cranky coworker is cranky?
Well,
I'm sure there's a reason.
Usually there's a reason.
Yeah.
Unless it's just that person's personality.
It could be their personality.
That's just how they always show up.
There are people who have
work in a crummy mood, and they bring everyone down.
Yeah, there are people who just, they've got a lot of stuff in their life, and you can understand being cranky. And then there are the people who just seem to be cranky for the sake of being cranky.
Yeah.
For being, giving people a hard time.
Oh, we've worked with our share of people that don't have a positive attitude all the time.
Not recently, though.
Not recently.
We've had experience with people who were, I guess you could call them cranky. I just think they were jerks.
Well, that's another way to put it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We went into a new, our station was bought by another station, several stations changing hands, and we went to a new station.
Yeah.
This one. Well, we, KNSS, we got new owners. Okay.
New owners.
And we had to move in with some people who were already there, and they didn't like the fact that we were there, and they let us know about it.
Yeah, they weren't necessarily welcoming to us.
And that's the only time that, in my career in radio, that's the only time it's ever happened. Most of the time, people are professional, they get along.
And, you know, sooner or later, those people fade away.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And we're still here.
We're still here. Stephen Zed, show number 7,043. 28 years of this show going on. All right, let's do another hour's worth, okay? Coming up at 7 o'clock hour this morning, we'll have all the news for you. This is day 27 of the government shutdown. Had another motorcycle rider critically injured last night in an accident. Tell you all about that coming up. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.